This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
If you thought that it was all Ray Rice's fault, well, you'd be wrong.
She's taking some responsibility?
Not exactly.
Oh.
Jhené Rice has a different interpretation of why her then-fiancé knocked her cold with a right cross.
I feel like God chose me and Ray for a reason.
He did.
And it was definitely to bring awareness to what people are going through every day. Even though it's not what I'm going through every day, it's definitely brought, you know, this topic to the forefront.
If you missed that beginning part of it, she said,
I feel like God chose me and Ray for a reason.
God chose me and Ray.
All part of God's plan.
For a reason.
God's plan. It wasn't just Ray. It was God's plan that he knocked me out so that we could become spokespeople for this.
There's host Bruce St. James with Jhené Rice's explanation of who's really to blame for her being struck by her then-fiancé, Ray Rice. Sports talk, the Ray Rice saga continues. So the sports conversations that are going on a lot of the straightforward news talk radio stations and sports talk radio happen to come in at number 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a welcome in to this week's edition of the TRCS, counting down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, the top 10 talk topics of the week. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine, inside talkers.com. They have Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, all kinds of talk. And so they're very familiar monitoring talk radio programs and stations and hosts across the country. That's where the list comes from, and that's what we have for you to overview here. Counting down from number 10 to number 1, and the NFL, there's a lot of news about concussions and that sort of thing this week. The people that are involved always cause the conversation, right? If it weren't for people, we'd be talking about frogs. So that's it. Number 10. Now we move on.
Number 9.
The number 9 item this week has to do with what you're paying for petroleum products. Oil prices at the pump, or rather gasoline prices at the pump, which you pay for oil that's put in the crankcase, where it all comes from. A lot of articles about how oil gets to the petroleum refineries, these big trains that are like pipelines on wheels. Pretty amazing stuff. On the Good Day program earlier this week that I host, Rich McFadden and I talked to oil industry analyst Adam Cooper about why Cooper thinks the sinking oil prices may not be such a good thing after all.
Well, oil and gas in the United States, we're trying to reach our energy independence from Saudi Arabia, OPEC, and to do that in the United States, fracking and producing oil is a little bit more expensive than it is in other places in the world. And companies like ours is going out into the oil field and trying to reduce costs to make sure that we can compete with other countries like OPEC or Saudi Arabia. And by doing that, we can reduce down costs, but right now, with oil prices being at $66, we actually cannot produce the oil in the United States to get to the energy independence for that price.
I was reading something earlier this morning, Adam, that suggested the opposite, that we can still sustain profitability if the prices even go down a third below where they are now. You don't agree with that?
No, we can maybe in the Permian Basin, the Eagleford, we can get down to as low as $53 for projects that have already taken place. But for drilling to continue, fracking to continue in the United States, we have to be at around $80.
All right, so then
is this OPEC's way of
Thank you. That was exactly what we were going to ask. Is this OPEC sticking it to us? Is it
trying to keep us from being energy independent?
Cutting the price so that we'll stop and they'll be back in
the crack dealer giving you a free bag.
Yeah. Is that what this is?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. They have always tried to keep prices of oil high.
Mm-hmm.
They are actually now coming back and cutting prices, and instead of saying, okay, we're gonna drop down our production in the United States, or over there, they're gonna drop it down.
No, they're gonna bring it up.
Price inflated.
So
they're gonna start producing more now.
Number eight.
The number eight item this week on our countdown is a focus on your tax breaks and whether you're going to be able to take advantage of many of them for the entire year of 2014. Here's host David Bowes offering up his take on the comments by the president regarding corporate tax reform.
President Obama on corporate tax reform.
If we are in fact going to accomplish revenue neutral corporate tax reform that substantially lowers the corporate rate, then we have to go after some deductions that people are very comfortable with. And there are going to be some winners and there are going to be some losers in the short term. Over long term, there's going to be less distortion in the economy and capital will be allocated more sensibly. But in the short term, there are going to be some winners and losers, including in this room. The question then becomes, are folks willing and ready to go ahead and make that move for the sake of a simpler, more streamlined, more sensible tax system? Because if not, it's not going to happen.
Allow me to translate for you, because I tend to be a bit suspicious. The president, when he says, hey, there's going to be winners and losers, and there's certain things you have to give up. In other words, he doesn't actually want to streamline corporate tax reform. We learned this when he first ran for the presidency, when there was talk of the capital gains tax, and he was asked by Charlie Gibson, hey, if it meant more money into the Treasury if you reduce capital gains taxes, would then you be in support of a reduction of the capital gains tax? And it was like, no, it's about fairness. He's ideologically committed to the higher taxes. So this is another way of saying, I'm going to structure this in such a way as so that it will not work if I can possibly get away with it.
All right, so more business-friendly conversation, right? That'll stir people. If you're stirred, you can jump in quickly during the course of these conversations. 888-302-3684. If you have a more lengthy comment you'd like to make, send it to me, Doug, at DougStephan.com. And you can also send comments to Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. You can read comments from other listeners about some of these issues. So we've gone from number 10 to number 8, therefore number 7 on our weekly countdown up next here.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Early this year, the Federal Communications Commission issued a proposal to place government monitors in newsrooms around the country, supposedly to monitor news coverage and study why reporters choose to cover certain stories and not others. The public reaction was fierce and immediate. People across the country looked through the lens of liberty and realized what a terrible threat to freedom that was. An independent and free press is one of America's first freedoms because the people have a right to know what their government is up to. Americans don't believe in censorship. And even the smallest hint of government control of the free press had to be resisted immediately. That is exactly what happened. The FCC was forced to withdraw the plan. That proves once again the power of public opinion in a democratic republic, that in America, the people still rule.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Number 7.
The number 7 item as we continue reviewing the top 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Hot hits in talk radio, the discussion of the Affordable Health Care Act going into a higher gear. Here's host Joel Riley with Doug Whiteman from Bankrate.com. They discuss how much Americans dislike having to shop for new health insurance.
It almost seems like people, whatever stage they are in life, age-wise, it really kind of dictates what they want out of their insurance.
Well, that's right. But what we found overall is that people don't like shopping for health insurance. And that's kind of obvious. But we were just kind of curious, how much do people dislike shopping for it? And what we found is that 75% say it's as bad or worse than doing your own taxes. And about two-thirds of Americans say it's the same or worse than going to the dentist and getting a tooth drilled.
Do you think it's because we haven't really had to do it much in our history, or that it's just so overwhelming and you don't want to make a mistake, you kind of get bogged down?
Well, this is a very serious issue. We took kind of a lighthearted approach with this survey, but our health insurance system in this country is very complex, and it's rather daunting for people. It's kind of complicated because we have this multifaceted system with many people covered through an employer, other people getting their insurance through the government, other people shopping around. And there are these trends, these developments that are forcing us to become more knowledgeable, not only the Affordable Care Act, but also moves in many companies to cut costs and push more of the expense onto the backs of their employees.
It seems lately that some of the guidance you get as a way to put more money in your pocket is to go with a higher deductible plan. Are people biting on that?
Well, what we found is that more than 4 in 10 Americans, in fact, prefer to have a plan with a high deductible as opposed to a plan that would, say, have a higher premium but maybe a lower deductible. And there really isn't any right or wrong answer to this question, but I think one of the concerns we have is that too many people might just focus on the monthly cost and might ignore the fact that even though the plan might seem cheap, they might have a deductible of as much as $6,000. That's $6,000 they would have to pay out of their own pocket for many services each year before their insurance coverage begins. And that's a considerable amount of money.
All right. So let's think about it this way as you ponder this issue, so-called Obamacare, Affordable Health Care Act, thinking about the difference between how easy it may be to get coverage and then how easy it may be to get health care, because there's a big difference between the two.
getting health care after you have lousy insurance is not so easy. And many of you have found, oh, boy, I feel great. Look at my premiums. It's, oh, man, I don't have to pay as much insurance. Well, many people have reported that after you get that, that you've gotten the health care insurance taken care of, you can't get really good health care because the doctors don't want to mess with it. Food for thought as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and this is who you calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the focus on Bill Cosby and the rape allegations that keep coming up, and the appearance of Gloria Allred with some of these people, not a surprise. For those of you who don't know Gloria Allred, here's a conversation that radio host Bill Handel and Eric Leonard had regarding Gloria's press conference this week as these allegations against Mr. Cosby continue to come out.
You were at the press conference,
yes, sir.
And you kind of knew what was going to happen before you knew what was going to happen, although she did throw some stuff out that I haven't heard. She sort of out-Gloria Allred-ed herself on this one.
That's exactly right. I mean, we knew that she was going to introduce three additional women who were going to make claims against Bill Cosby, sexual assault allegations.
Who have no legal case because
of... Who have no legal case because of the time that's passed. These are three incidents. One happened in the 1970s, the other two in the early 1980s. And so other than public humiliation, nobody really knew what her angle was going to be. And typically, Allred has a pretty specific demand she makes whenever she holds one of these news conferences with victims of something or another. And yesterday's was novel. She said, if Bill Cosby really wants to clear his name and really wants the public to believe that he is not the predator that he's been made out to be over the last few weeks, really the last few years, then he should voluntarily waive the statute of limitations defense that he has against all of these lawsuits and allow these women, or at least allow them some brief time period, 6 months or so, to file new lawsuits that he would not try to get thrown out of court on a statute defense, because that's the only way, she says, he can get his defense in front of a jury, therefore get it in front of the public, and allow people to see how it is that he would defend himself against these claims. And the three women who spoke yesterday say two of them told stories that are very similar to ones that we've heard in the last few weeks. One woman named Beth Furrier says that she went backstage to meet up with him in Denver in the 1980s. He handed her a cup of coffee that she says she believes was loaded with something.
Yeah.
She drank it, passed out.
I woke up in the back of my car alone. My clothes were a mess. My bra was undone.
She says that she believes she was sexually assaulted. She confronted Cosby. He said, "You just had too much to drink." Another of the women says she met him when she was 17 years old in a suite at the Las Vegas Hilton. He gave her a pill to take. She says she woke up 13 to 16 hours later.
13 to 16 hours later.
He said that.
Yeah.
I woke up to him clapping his hands, saying, "Daddy says, wake up."
Says he gave her $1,500 and told her to get out.
You know, unfortunately, those stories have ceased to have their impact because there's so many of them.
Yep.
And so now it's you sort of yawn and say, here's another one, as horrible as those stories are. The interesting part is her concept of the getting rid of the statute of limitations.
Right, that's option one.
Right.
And option if he doesn't want to do that.
Right, option two, and I'll let you talk about what she said.
She says if he is uncomfortable defending himself in court.
If Mr. Cosby doesn't want to waive the statute of limitations because he is not willing to subject himself to scrutiny in a court of law.
Mrs. New here.
He should agree to place $100 million into a fund.
And, she says, then allow a panel of retired judges, like arbitrators, decide, based on the different claims that women come in and present, how much money each of them should get. And Allred says this could all happen in private. It would never see the light of day. But at least the victims would get some kind of compensation. Although, even though she mentioned the $100 million figure, she said a few times,
money is not a substitute for justice.
But it helps.
Yeah, oh, it does help, and that's the only thing they can get.
All right, so there's that. So that's one of the, I don't know if that's more interesting. Some of the people things this week are just kind of creepy, actually. Recapping, NFL number 10, sinking oil prices number 9, tax break extension number 8, Obamacare 7, Bill Cosby number 6. So numbers 5 through number 1 in the next half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Number 5.
The number 5 item as we continue to pursue the hot hits in talk radio on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is the continuing battle in the Middle East against ISIS. Here from our Countdown affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, talk host Alan Ludell has a conversation with CBS military analyst Jeff McCausland about Iran using our old fighter jets to go after ISIS.
The Iranians are using U.S. fighter jets to strike ISIS, ISIL positions in Iraq. How do they get them? Well, that the aircraft were acquired under the Shah, which brings us back more than three decades. Your thoughts, Jeff?
Well, it's not surprising, Alan. As you said at the top, we knew we had sold F-4 fighters to the Iranians back in the 1970s, but they'd be 35 years old. At the same time, don't forget, in 1991, as the United States and I was there prepared to attack Iraq in the first Gulf War, the Iraqis surprisingly flew almost their entire air force to Iran, and those airplanes end up staying in Iran. So it's possible some of these F-4s actually might have been donated by Iraq to Iran, now coming back to conduct airstrikes against ISIS targets on Iraqi soil.
And that was my second question. I mean, how do we not know that when Saddam sent some of those planes for, should we say, protection, that the Iranians didn't just keep them, and they indeed were some of the planes that the U.S. supplied Saddam in the first place when Saddam was an ally, so to speak?
Well, that's exactly right. To the best of my knowledge, the one thing that did happen was none of those aircraft as I recall, were ever recovered by the Iraqis in the aftermath of the Gulf War.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Okay, but what about spare parts? What about maintenance? Would not the Iranians have to, through back channels, get some assistance from America, or at least a company with American ties?
Well, on international arms markets, you know, if you pay the right price, you can probably get pretty much almost anything you want. So they may have been doing that. The second thing they may have been doing, frankly, is using some of these aircraft over the years and cannibalizing some to keep others up. I would imagine that there's not a large number of F-4 aircraft still in this particular inventory. But since they're moving through fairly permissive airspace, ISIS doesn't have an air force that can engage them over Iraqi air. They can, in fact, still employ these relatively old airplanes.
Well, despite denials, despite people on both sides who would not want that kind of collaboration, any chance that there has been some using back channels since there's this common enemy and, indeed, using, I guess, some common weaponry?
Well, the old saying, Alan, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And so in this case, that may be, in fact, what's occurring. I think we both have to understand that we're both supporting the independent nation of Iraq. And this really is an Iraqi decision in some ways more than an American decision.
Number four.
Would be disappointing if our talk radio countdown show did not have some reference to politics. That is, who's the next person to fill the catbird seat? 2016 presidential prospects at number four. Here's host Charlie Parker with Jim Forsythe talking about Governor Rick Perry getting ready to take yet another run at the White House.
Governor Perry apparently wants to be President Perry.
Yes, and he is using the governor's mansion as a bully pulpit here for the last month. He only has 1 month before they install the wheelchair ramps, so he needs to use that much as George W. Bush used the governor's mansion to ramp up for his run for president back in 2000. He is going to be meeting at the governor's mansion in Austin over the coming 3 weeks with some of the biggest donors in the Republican Party. That is his key right now. The thing he needs to do is not to convince the voters, but he needs to convince the big Republican donors, the Sheldon Adelson types, the ones who write the huge checks, that he is going to be viable in 2016. And the one thing he's going to be talking about more than anything else is not his indictment, but it's going to be his fumbling 2012 oops campaign and how he has improved his standing since then. And he's going to have a lot of arguments. He has gotten a lot of support from conservatives for his handling, for example, of the Central American refugee crisis. Conservatives like the fact that he is up front and center and taking on and standing up against the Obama administration. But he has a long road ahead of him if he wants to become a viable candidate in 2016. First of all, he is not the most popular Republican in Texas. That title clearly goes to Ted Cruz. Secondly, there is another person who is Texan in everything but name only, who is undoubtedly going to be in the race, and that's Jeb Bush, who is also going to suck up a lot of big money that otherwise might have gone to Texas candidates. So he's going to have to convince these Republican high rollers that he can defeat either a Ted Cruz if he gets into the race, or Jeb Bush, who is almost certainly going to be in the race.
Almost three. Everybody knows. Well, we'll find out what everybody does know. Number three issue on the countdown this week, a focus on the amnesty issue. Very controversial. The president's executive action, not popular with most anybody that you talk to on the street, unless they're illegal immigrants. They think this is a great idea. Here's host Matt Murphy with Congressman Mo Brooks of Alabama. They discuss the plan to block the executive action on immigration reform in Congress.
Can you pass a continuing resolution to keep the government open without necessarily passing something for the Department of Homeland Security?
We can, if we have the votes to do so. I don't know if we have the votes to do so, but even if we did in the House, we do not have the votes to do so in the Senate. Stated a different way, funding the federal government, but defunding any activity associated with the Barack Obama's amnesty. I think we had the votes to pass that in the House of Representatives, but it never passed the United States Senate, which means ultimately you would have a government shutdown as the impasse is resolved. And as we know from past experience, the Democrats and Barack Obama win those kinds of arguments and fights.
Well, they didn't.
We don't have enough people committed in the House or the Senate to stop Barack Obama's amnesty for roughly 10 million illegal aliens.
Well, and Mo, I don't want to yell at the choir here, because I know you and I are on the same page in this regard, but they didn't win the last time that the government was shut down. They won the battle, but they lost the war being the 2014 elections.
Well, that's one perspective. If you want to do these kind of things with the elections in mind, but one of the purposes behind the activity in September and October 2013 was to repeal or defund Obamacare, and Obamacare was not repealed or defunded. Similarly, we could have a government shutdown, and maybe that would affect the 2016 elections in a positive way. But as long as the president refuses to go along with a defunding of his executive amnesty, we don't have the ability. We don't have the two-thirds vote required in the United States House, the United States Senate, to override his veto. Because he can veto any bill we send to the White House that defunds executive amnesty. Now, here's where I am. I think that we ought to go ahead and pass a bill that funds the federal government and defunds all of these executive amnesty activities by the executive branch, and then force the United States Senate to kill it or force the president to veto it. And then we ought to have a vote on whether to override the veto, if that's how far we get with a presidential veto, and we have people on record. And if we lose that, okay, we've done what we can do, what the Constitution permits us to do, and now fund the government as best we can to avoid a federal government shutdown.
All right, so that takes us up to the number two item. So number two and number one, if you're good at math, you can figure one and two together. Okay, we'll finish off the countdown with the two hottest hits in a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Early this year, the Federal Communications Commission issued a proposal to place government monitors in newsrooms around the country, supposedly to monitor news coverage and study why reporters choose to cover certain stories and not others. The public reaction was fierce and immediate. People across the country looked through the lens of liberty and realized what a terrible threat to freedom that was. An independent and free press is one of America's first freedoms because the people have a right to know what their government is up to. Americans don't believe in censorship, and even the smallest hint of government control of the free press had to be resisted immediately. That is exactly what happened. The FCC was forced to withdraw the plan. That proves once again the power of public opinion in a democratic republic, that in America, the people still rule.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Inventory isn't about products, kid. It's about money. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. I hate overstock. I hate understock. I hate wasting time. I hate wasting money. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger KeepStock solutions help us manage our facility's inventory so we have exactly what we need when we need it. No more, no less. It's inventory management my way. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Number two item this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show is a focus on the police and excessive force. Most notably, what was the result this week of the grand jury investigation into the chokehold death tacos Tommy Tucker here with correspondent Heather Bausch. They discussed the announcement from the grand jury in New York City that they would not indict the police officer whose chokehold contributed to the death of Mr. Eric Garner.
All of this started, why? Tell us the story, if you can, to fill people in who know of it but not about it.
Right. The officer suspected that Eric Garner was selling untaxed cigarettes, and they walked up to him to talk to him, and you can see this on the video. Garner doesn't want to be arrested. He says, I'm minding my own business. Get away from me. The officers then tried to take him into custody, and at one point you see an officer, Daniel Pantaleo, put his arm around Garner's neck. Now, then Garner is brought to the ground. Garner says repeatedly on the video, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. He did die, and the medical examiner ruled the death a homicide and that the chokehold contributed to the death. Now, a grand jury looked at this, and the officer testified before them, and what he said was, I was trying to do a takedown maneuver that I was taught in the academy. That's what I was doing. I wasn't trying to choke him, and the grand jury decided that there wasn't enough evidence there to have an indictment, so he will not face criminal charges. That sparked the wife a lot of outrage from his family, and there were protests in Manhattan, people lying on the ground, some chanting, I can't breathe, I can't breathe, what Garner said shortly before his death. The protests, there were some arrests, some disruptions of traffic, but I'm told overall they were fairly peaceful demonstrations.
New York, certainly not Ferguson, Missouri, and I presume the verdict, not verdict, because there is no verdict here, the grand jury finding not to return an indictment, that was announced as soon as it happened?
That's my understanding, is it came out, we knew what happened. We're not getting the details of what the grand jury heard, unlike Ferguson, but we're being told that he will not face criminal charges. Now, Eric Holder says he will look at the possibility of civil rights violations, having a federal look at this, a federal probe, and perhaps bring some federal charges against this officer. But as far as state criminal charges, no.
All right, so Eric Holder this and Eric Holder that. The real story here between number two and number one, because we haven't talked specifically about Ferguson, so you can probably have at this point deduced that the aftermath of what happened in Ferguson became the number one issue, but it really isn't. Number two and number one together are very important because they continue to focus on a trend in America of police abuse, violence, unnecessary. In the case of the guy being arrested for selling cigarettes, most people, when you talk to them, would say that was all unnecessary. So he's selling cigarettes. You send him on his way, take the cigarettes away from him, and that's the end of it. Anybody with any reasonable amount of common sense, it seems, would approach that. There's an independent investigation going on at the moment into the Cleveland, Ohio Police Department because they've had a history of complaints using unnecessary force, one of those complaints. So the feds are looking at that as they looked at Ferguson and as they are looking at other police organizations. Chicago, interestingly enough, been in trouble off and on for years because of their excessive force or just bad policing. No investigation going on there. Gee, I wonder why that is. But you look at what's happened in New York this week, and actually around the country, thousands and thousands of people who are pretty diverse are united by anger over these various white police officer versus black victim, and the latest is the chokehold death. But there are a lot of people who are just upset. Here's somebody that I saw in an interview who said, we're under siege and it has to stop. I don't know if it's that bad, but there are a lot of people who feel that the police are extraordinarily racist. Boston, Massachusetts, I live in a suburb of Boston much of the year, and the racist problems the police have had there for years, the city has had lots of racist problems. In America, Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Minneapolis, Washington, a lot of people out this week carrying signs, chanting, demonstrating. You know, there have been some streets that were closed down, bridges that were closed down, politicians getting involved in this because they don't want to see this sort of thing going on, bad for business. There is a message here. There really is. The mayor of New York was blasted by the police union, accusing him of not supporting his officers. Well, in this circumstance, seems pretty obvious that officer didn't deserve to be supported. Food for thought. Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now at 53 after the hour, we wrap up this week's obviously interesting. Well, I'd say that sounds sort of self-serving, doesn't it? Obviously, this is an interesting program, and obviously we have lots of interesting things to talk about. But this is a review of what you have been talking about or listening to discussions about on News Talk radio stations all around the country. Number one this week, the aftermath of all of the things that we've been talking about, mostly Ferguson, the discussion of cameras worn by police, and whether that is a panacea, whether that's the way to fix things, all part of the discussion. On my Good Day program, which airs Monday through Friday from 4 a.m. until 10 a.m. East Coast time on lots of radio stations around the country and TuneIn Radio, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to check it out and you don't know it, we had a conversation, Rich McFadden and I, talking to University of Nevada criminal justice professor Bill Souza about the call for body cameras after all of these incidents, police incidents, and how they ought to be used by those who are trained well in the police force.
It depends a little bit on the department that we're talking about. For most departments, the procedure is that whenever officers are encountering citizens or they're responding to an emergency call, that they turn the technology on, and that's when it begins recording.
Is it required that they turn it on?
or is it?
Most policies require that they turn them on, but again, it varies a little bit by the department. Okay. That's normally what happens.
So how many departments do you think around the country are?
My brother has one in Washington, D.C.
Or is it?
He volunteered to have one.
What's going to be the mandate here, Bill, in terms of who puts these on? Every police officer and every force, or forces say, yeah, we're going to use it. The other force say no. What's the rule been so far?
First, the technology is very new, and so the number of departments, particularly large departments that are using them, it's a very small number at this point. Eventually, as the technology becomes more commonplace, I believe we'll see many more using it, and we may at some point get to a point where all departments are using it, at least to some degree.
All right, so is it your position that this is a good thing? Why would this be helpful?
Well, I mean, we can see some of the potential advantages. There's, of course, the issue of improved transparency and demonstrates that agencies are willing to have their activities open for the public to see. But also the cameras can potentially protect citizens from police misconduct. But also, importantly, the technology can protect police officers as well from false allegations of misconduct.
Right. Works on both sides.
Right. It's cover my butt if I were to get into trouble, correct?
Yeah. That's right.
I have proof that what I'm saying is what actually happened.
That's right, yeah. And we can also see that it can help improve police practice overall, help in investigations in terms of evidence collection, and these types of things.
All right. So let's keep a focus on this for a couple of more moments. Here's host Jimmy Cefalo with legal analysts Liz Wheel and Mark English. They discuss Darren Wilson resigning from the police department in Ferguson, Missouri.
I'm a little perplexed about the resignation of Darren Wilson, and here's why. He was being paid. He was on leave with pay. The grand jury basically ruled he did nothing wrong. Why would he give up this gig? I mean, you would think there would be some kind of negotiation for some dollar amount. It's going to be hard for him to get a job in the future. How do you think this all played out?
Don't you think something happened sort of behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Because it's really, I mean, it just doesn't make sense that he's a young man, I think just recently married. I mean, this, you know, and the grand jury absolutely found that he did nothing wrong, whatever he did not rise to the level of criminality, even to get a grand jury indictment. So the fact that he would walk away from a career, and as you said, it may be very difficult for him to get a job in the future, I've got to believe that there was something going on in the back.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It's the nature of the beast. I mean, and I don't think anybody's to blame. I don't think that you can point the finger at his department. It just happened. And I think that he's probably a good-natured guy and doesn't want to put his department at risk by being involved in calls or his own life at risk. I don't know how long he'd make it out on the street.
Understood, but don't you think that he's negotiated something? Because I can't believe that, you know, he's a relatively young man, again, and walk away from a career.
I've read he gets no severance package. He gets nothing. I mean, maybe
this doesn't make any sense, though, from a practical standpoint.
I mean, if you're representing him, at least you go and say, oh, look, you know, put him back on the force. And say, we can't do that. Well, you got to come to some settlement with him, then.
Give him a desk job, or then, if they won't do that, what I argue is constructive discharge. And that means Missouri is basically an at-will state. So unless he had a contract, which he probably didn't, they can fire him at any time. Got that. But I would say there's an exception for that, and that's constructive discharge. In other words, you made the situation for me so horrible that I had to resign. I mean, you, the employer, did. You could have done something about that. So if they wouldn't give him a severance or some kind of deal that we may not know about, then I would be out there and I'd be filing a civil lawsuit for him.
Yeah. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week. Thanks for being here. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866 866- 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.